The words that I would like to share with you today is taken from the gospel lesson appointed for this Sunday, the gospel of St. John, with special attention to the following words of our Lord Jesus Christ himself. Everyone who drinks of this water that I will give him will never be thirsty forever. This is the word of God. Dear brothers and sisters in Christ Jesus, our personal Savior and the Lord of our Christian life, if I were to ask you this morning, have you ever been thirsty? What would you say right now? Have you ever been thirsty on a very hot day during the summer? Not only that, but also at the same time having a bad day and somehow felt rejected. Disappointed in how you are treated, either because of the way you walk or the way you talk, or even for that matter, the way you look. Perhaps even dissatisfied with the way your life is going right now, that you feel that the whole world is crashing down on you. If your answer is yes, you're not alone. It happens to all of us, doesn't it? Yes, it does. And when it happens to us and not someone else, it hurts us deeply. It hurts us so deeply that sometimes it causes us to lose our human dignity and even our self-esteem. Because that's precisely what happened to this woman of Samaria at Jacob's well. She was not only thirsty, but she also felt rejected and was dissatisfied with the way her life was going right now. Apparently, she wasn't happy with her marriages. For whatever reason, she had been married 5 times. This is tragic. Even by today's standard, married not only once, twice, 3 times, but 5 times. And the one she was living with was not even her husband. So this woman was not only thirsty and felt rejected, but she was also uncomfortable about herself, her personal life, the choices she had made along the way. And what made her even more uncomfortable was the fact that somehow this stranger, Jesus, she had never met before, knew everything about her life. He even knew that the man she was living with was not her husband. And maybe, just maybe, she was hurt, angry, and kind of disappointed with everything in life. And suddenly here comes Jesus. Wearied as he was on his own journey on a very hot day, at about the 6th hour, which is 12 o'clock noon, when it's very hot, sitting beside the well. And Jesus, as the Son of Man, in his humanity, was also very tired, perhaps stressed out, burned out himself. Not only with the preaching and the teaching, but the people constantly following him and pleading and nagging him for his miraculous signs and wonders. And so as Jesus was sitting by the well, this woman comes along to draw some water at Jacob's well. So while the disciples had gone into town to buy some food, gone to do some grocery shopping, Jesus comes to her and asks, "Give me a drink." And how does this woman react to Jesus? She's taken aback. She's completely surprised because she knew that Jesus was a Jew. As a matter of fact, she said to Jesus, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" And why did Jesus been asked that question by this woman? Because in those days, as our text says in the gospel lesson for today, Jews had no dealings with Samaritans, especially women. It was, as we say in German, verboten. You understand that? Those of you who speak German, verboten. Not accepted at all. And yet here was Jesus, not only a Jew, but a man, asking her to give him some water to drink. And how does Jesus respond to her when she said, "How is it that you, a Jew, ask for a drink from me, a woman of Samaria?" Jesus responded to her saying, "If you knew the gift of God, and who it is that is saying to you, 'Give me a drink,' you would have asked him, and he would have given you living water." Yes, Jesus doesn't condemn her. He doesn't throw her under the bus. He doesn't try to get rid of her, get lost, don't bother me. No, Jesus accepts her with his love and mercy and kindness and compassion. Jesus does not discriminate against her because she was a woman and a Samaritan, despised and rejected by the Jews. Instead, Jesus offers her his forgiveness, even though she was despised by the Jews. He accepts her in the same way Jesus accepted the woman caught in adultery. We all know the story, don't we? Even though the teachers of the law and the Pharisees, the religious leaders of the Jewish community, were ready to stone this woman caught in adultery, Jesus stopped them, and what did he say? "If any one of you is without a sin, let him be the first to cast a stone at her." And one by one, they dropped their stones and they walked away. And then Jesus turned to the woman and said, "Woman, where are they? Where are they? Has no one condemned you?" And she said, "No one, sir." And then Jesus said to her, "Neither do I. Go and do not sin again." And that's precisely what Jesus offered this woman of Samaria. Jesus didn't condemn her either. Instead, Jesus accepted her and offered her hope with his mercy and compassion. Jesus embraced her literally with his great love and forgiveness, even though she didn't quite understand it or have any clue of who Jesus was and what he was doing for her in her life. As far as this woman was concerned, her life was broken. And nothing really made any sense to her anymore. That's why she replied saying, "Sir, you have nothing to draw water with, and the well is deep. Where do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob? He gave us the well and drank from it himself. But this day," even though she didn't quite understand it at first, Jesus came into her life as her Messiah and gave her water welling up to eternal life. Jesus feels her pain and her hurt. Jesus understands what it means to suffer hurt and pain and ridicule, rejection and discrimination because he experienced it himself when he was persecuted and rejected by the teachers of the law who persecuted him and rejected him for claiming to be the Son of God and performing miracles on the Sabbath. That was considered to be blasphemy and unlawful according to the Torah and the rabbinical law. As a matter of fact, Jesus was even rejected and despised by his own people in Nazareth, his own people, where he grew up as a child, as a teenager, as a young man for almost 30 years. Imagine his own people. At first they spoke well of him as he went back to visit Nazareth, where his parents lived. They were amazed and marveled at his words, but suddenly all of that changed. When one of them, and it only takes one, right? Isn't this Joseph's son? Yes, even though everyone knew who Jesus was, his own people, where he'd been brought up, didn't accept him and also rejected him because of Jesus' condemnation of Israel and his acceptance of the Gentiles. That is also true of us. Jesus also understands our pain, our hurt in life. Jesus understands when we aren't accepted either, but rejected by others. Jesus understands and he comes into our lives with the wonderful gift of God. When we are not only thirsty for the water welling up to eternal life, but also accepted by him, just like Jesus accepted the Samaritan woman and the woman caught in adultery. He also rescues us and delivers us from all of our problems and disappointments in life. The hurt, the pain, the rejection, and sometimes even the abuse and discrimination we all suffer at the hands of others for being a Christian in our society today. But most of all, Jesus can and Jesus does heal us of all of our sins and iniquities and offers us hope today with his love and forgiveness shed for us through his suffering and death on that cross on Mount Calvary. As we place all of our faith and our trust in him as our Savior. Yes, only Jesus can lift up our spirits today. And the joy that living water offers us welling up to eternal life through his word and his sacraments. As a matter of fact, the forgiveness of sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life, my granddaughter, Rachel Elizabeth, will receive for the very first time in her life as a child of God and an heir of eternal life. And the forgiveness of sins and the promise of the gift of eternal life, all of us later on in the service will receive in the holy sacrament of the Lord's Supper through his true body, his true blood, through the Word of God. Yes, may our prayer today be the prayer Jesus has taught us in the Lord's Prayer, in which we will say and sing later on during the service as we place all of our faith, all of our trust in Jesus as the living water, the one welling up to eternal life. May we today respond with the same words of the Samaritan woman. Listen to what she said. Sir, give me this water so that I will not be thirsty or have to come here to draw water again. Not only that, but her tremendous confession. I know that Messiah is coming. He who is called Christ, when he comes, he will teach us all things. And Jesus said to her, I who speak to you am he. In other words, I, Jesus, who speak to you, are your Messiah. The words of Jesus in the book of Revelation, never again will they hunger. Never again will they thirst. Yes, whoever drinks of the water I, Jesus, will give him will never, ever be thirsty again. God bless all of us in our walk, our faith in Jesus as our Lord and Savior. Amen. Now may the grace of our Lord Jesus, the love of God, the fellowship of His Holy Spirit be and abide with us all unto life everlasting. Amen.